Today is the 11th day of September. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. And grateful, as always, grateful to be here with you now in this little place that is just a place in our lives set aside that is safe enough to lay things down and just open ourselves to letting the Bible speak. And so I'm grateful to be in this safe oasis that we make for each other every day. And I'm grateful that we can take the next step forward that leads us back into the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah is a major prophet because it's one of the longer books of the Bible. And if we can just remember, we're not always following a narrative here. These are different prophetic utterances. And so we can get lost sometimes if we're trying to follow it as a complete cohesive narrative. So we can, we can hear when something new is begun and listen to it from that perspective. Today, Isaiah chapters 8 and 9. The Lord said to me, "Take a large scroll and write on it with an ordinary pen, Mehar Shalal Hash Baz." So I called in Uriah the priest and Zechariah son of Jeberechiah as reliable witnesses for me. Then I made love to the prophetess, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said to me, "Name him Mehar Shalal Hash Baz, for before the boy knows how to say my father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried off by the king of Assyria." The Lord spoke to me again, "Because this people has rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloah and rejoices over Rezin and the son of Remaliah, therefore the Lord is about to bring against them the mighty floodwaters of the Euphrates, the king of Assyria, with all his pomp. It will overflow all its channels, run over all its banks, and sweep on into Judah, swirling over it, passing through it and reaching up to the neck. Its outspread wings will cover the breadth of your land, Emmanuel. Raise the war cry, you nations, and be shattered. Listen, all you distant lands. Prepare for battle and be shattered. Prepare for battle and be shattered. Devise your strategy, but it will be thwarted. Propose your plan, but it will not stand, for God is with us." This is what the Lord says to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. He will be a holy place. For both Israel and Judah, he will be a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. And for the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many of them will stumble. They will fall and be broken. They will be snared and captured. Bind up this testimony of warning, and seal up God's instruction among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord, who is hiding his face from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my trust in him. Here am I, and the children the Lord has given me. We are signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty, who dwells on Mount Zion. When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land when they are famished. They will become enraged, and looking upward will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The Lord has sent a message against Jacob. It will fall on Israel. All the people will know it. Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say with pride and arrogance of heart, "The bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with dressed stone. The fig trees have been felled, but we will replace them with cedars." But the Lord has strengthened Rezin's foes against them and has spurred their enemies on. Arameans from the east and Philistines from the west have devoured Israel with open mouth. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. But the people have not returned to him who struck them, nor have they sought the Lord Almighty. So the Lord will cut off from Israel both head and tail, both palm branch and reed in a single day. The elders and dignitaries are the head. The prophets who teach lies are the tail. Those who guide this people mislead them, and those who are guided are led astray. Therefore the Lord will take no pleasure in the young men, nor will he pity the fatherless and widows. For everyone is ungodly and wicked. Every mouth speaks folly. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. Surely wickedness burns like a fire. It consumes briars and thorns. It sets the forest thickets ablaze so that it rolls upward in a column of smoke. By the wrath of the Lord Almighty, the land will be scorched, and the people will be fuel for the fire. They will not spare one another. On the right they will devour, but still be hungry. On the left they will eat, but not be satisfied. Each will feed on the flesh of their own offspring. Manasseh will feed on Ephraim, and Ephraim on Manasseh. Together they will turn against Judah. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10. I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Psalm 55. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a Maskil of David. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God, as we walked about among the worshippers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, You will hear them and humble them because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. Proverbs 23:4-5. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Okay, so in our reading from Psalms today, we can probably feel David, what he's saying, and the cry of his heart, fear and trembling overwhelm me. I can't stop shaking. Wish I had wings like a dove, then I could fly away, find rest. I would fly far away to somewhere quiet in the wilderness. How quickly I would escape. Far from this wild storm of hatred. You probably experience things that, well, where we can feel that. We can feel those words. Moments that are so overwhelming that just like that desire to fly away is just so there. Which is why we find one of the most famous scriptures found a few stanzas later to be so comforting. Cast your cares, your burdens on the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the righteous to stumble. So here's the thing about famous passages like this, because they're so comforting. They're not magic spells, though, that can be recited like a mantra in hopes that something will get done. Yeah, memorizing that scripture, being able to recall it, that's completely appropriate, absolutely helpful. It orients us to God. Simply saying these words, though, that doesn't make them magic. There's explicit instruction here that we cast, that we give, that we offer over our burdens to the Lord. Saying that isn't the same as doing that. This is an invitation into action. If we aren't able or willing to cast or give or offer those burdens to the Lord, then we can say these words all day long from this verse and recite it and get absolutely nowhere. If we want to get to the part where God takes care of us and doesn't permit us to fall, then there's this first part of collaboration that is that we give our burdens to the Lord. And this doesn't mean that we cast a burden on the Lord only and, you know, only to go back and get it an hour later. This is like a moment or a matter of trust, full trust, to release our expectations about something and invite him to give us the next steps. We give over the outcome. We cast the care. allowing him and trusting him to take care of us. So, if you've ever wanted to fly away like a bird to a place of rest, I can relate to that. Maybe it's not wings that we're going to sprout today. Maybe that's not what we need. Cast the burden on the Lord, and he will shelter us in his wings instead. And so, Father, yeah, we run around with all kinds of cares, big and small, some of them debilitating, many of them overwhelming. Our nervous systems are always on some kind of hypervigilant quest for safety. And so we are burdened, and it can become overwhelming. And we're invited to offload. We're invited to cast, to give, to offer these burdens to you and release the expectations and the outcomes, and just trust that you care for us. And well, that sounds really beautiful, and it really does invite us to ask ourselves about trusting you. Because if we do offload these burdens and just trust that you will show us where to go, then we don't have to carry all the anxiety. And but we would be trusting you to show up in these things, and we do. And so, Spirit, come, lead us deeper into trust as we see your trustworthiness. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, these are home base. They are where you find out what's happening around here. And it's a big launch week, so super excited about the long time coming launch from the community here. Aromas of the Bible, a new line of purely sourced essential oil, all centered around our faith, all centered around the aromas of the Bible. And so we have launched with two different products, two different things. The first is the essential oil collection, Aromas of the Bible, where there are six different oils all boxed really, really, very, very nicely, and have some of the main aromas that are found in the Bible: cedarwood, frankincense, myrrh, cypress, rose of Sharon, and hyssop. Some of the core, very identifiable aromas found in the scripture. And then a single one, spikenard, or nard. This is, as I've been explaining, it's, you know, this is in the story where the alabaster jar of nard or spikenard is broken and Jesus' feet are anointed. And so this has been kind of an anointing oil. It's an essential oil as well. But back in the day when this story happened in the New Testament, spikenard was a very, very rare, very expensive commodity. That hasn't changed. It's very rare. Only grows above 10,000 feet, up to 16,000 feet, and has to be brought down. And so then and now, it's rare. And so we found it, we sourced it, and that's available as a single just because of its expense. So check these all out. We have brand new paired With the oils, aromatic diffusers, three different styles that we had created just for us here. And yeah, their packaging is beautiful and goes right along with Aromas of the Bible. Three different ones. There's a, all of the diffusers, they have lights, like you can change the light color. So there is a kind of translucent glass version that will radiate that light. And then there are two ceramic versions, a black ceramic, super, super sleek, and a cream ceramic, will fit in anywhere. And you can see the light coming out the top of those. So yeah, check that out. When you order, we will be sending you a nice card with different recipes that you can use to get you going on the different aromas, all with the idea of engaging our senses and connecting it in our spirituality, and even making the Bible more and more alive as we have created all these visuals so that we can peek into the life and the places, but also now engaging our senses with the aromas of the Bible. And so thanks for jumping on board with something that has been a long time coming and a big dream. You can find these in the shop at dailyaudiobible.com or in the shop in the app. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you deeply. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Dad family. This is Kristen, aka Christ in Me. I'm just calling in to see if you would just continue to pray. Pray for my husband. Having a hard time dealing with the death of his mother, and of course it's natural, but he is turning to alcohol, and I am I'm just concerned for him. Father God, we just lift up Wes to your throne room of grace. Lord, just be with him and comfort him. Give him peace that surpasses all understanding. Be with him in his grief. Just help him to find other ways to cope that are healthy. Help him to grieve in a healthy manner. And I just thank you in advance for everything that you're doing. And thank you, friends and family, for praying. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, amen.
Lately, my household has been going through one inconvenience, I guess you could call it, after another. My car was totaled about 3 weeks ago. The plumbing in my bathrooms went out last week. And me nor my husband are really in a financial space to handle these situations. And then it's just been little minor inconveniences, one after another. $1,000 was taken out of my account. And right now, I am at a loss of what to do. I am normally a doer. I handle situations I get a little stressed, but I handle it. And right now, I'm not sure what to do, if I should sit still and wait on God or if I should be moving. But it seems like every time I go to try to touch anything to fix it, I make it worse. I make it so much worse. And I don't know what I need to be doing right now. If I just need to be praying as hard as I can, or if I need to just be still and quiet with God, or if I need to be moving. I don't know. And it's so frustrating. But I know God hadn't left me. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So I know he hasn't left me. Sometimes I do wonder if he hears me, but I know he hasn't left me.
Hello, guys. It's Denzel, the Day One Addict. Just wanted to give some encouragement this morning to relationships and everyone that's a part of it. And I'm talking about a loving relationship, of course. Marriage, or if you are in the engagement stage or maybe still dating. If you have your spouse right now and you have a partner, just encourage you guys to do your best, no matter what's going on, to pray together. I remember when, and I don't know why, it just flashed in my mind, the beginning stages of my ex-wife and I, our marriage. And one thing and one element we took away from that marriage was, and it slowly but surely dwindled over the years, and it happened so subtly. We didn't see it. I didn't see it until everything was said and done and everything was in black and white. We were divorced. Prayer. We stopped holding hands and praying together. We stopped praying before bed and praying when we woke up in the mornings. We prayed together all the time. And it never had to be big, you know. It was just right before we could just put our eyelids down, or we opened our eyelids again to see another one. And we forgot prayer. And now that I'm back to this family and listening to all of the encouragements and prayers over the community floor and the lines, I realize that a lot of us probably doing the same thing. And I just want you guys to be aware of how powerful prayer is and praying together. I love y'all.
What's up, Dad fam? Hey, this is Cowboy. I just wanted to call in and give some words of encouragement to Matt. He called in on the community prayer at the 105 mark. And brother, listen, said you're dealing with this addiction and you're struggling and you're afraid that you're not the Lord's. Hey, brother, Jesus leaves 99 to go after the one. He has died on the cross for you. For you. For all of us, but also for you. And he loves you. And his grip on you is a lot stronger than ours on him. There is nothing that can pull you away from him. The righteous man, he falls and he falls and he falls, but he gets back up again, brother. Listen, he's the silversmith that puts us through the refining fire, constantly pulling up the impurities to the surface, constantly scraping them off until he can see his reflection in us. This is a refining fire. Fire is hot and it burns. And it's not fun. And it is not fun at all. Ask me how I know. But brother, he loves you. We love you. You've already taken the steps by bringing this into the light. Now, the second thing that you got to do is turn the reins of your life over to him and trust the process, whatever that may be. Invite the Holy Spirit and to guide your footsteps the entire step of the way. Draw close to him and he will draw close to you, brother. Hey, we love you. You ain't got to do this by yourself. Keep going, keep going, keep going. All right, take it easy.
Good morning. This is Jeff, Diane Olive Brown's husband. And I just wanted to share with the community that the end of July, Diane had a stroke. She'd been in the hospital for a week and then convalescing for a while. and she's now recovering at home. So this is why she hasn't been, you haven't heard her voice here for a while. But she is back on her feet, doing well. And we'd like to thank everybody for praying for her, and for her continued recovering. So here's Diane.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I had a stroke, and that kind of changed a lot of things. Things I used to be able to do, I couldn't do anymore. And so I've been adapting to that. Jeff has been wonderful. My family's been wonderful. And I don't know how I could have done anything without them. And I love you guys from Daily Audio Bible. And I ask you to, you know, pray for me to continue to be able and learn how to get rid of this terrible disease, you know, called a stroke. It is no fun. So any of you who are struggling with things like that, just join with me. I'm praying and believing that God is doing a wonderful thing.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible, this is John from Missouri, and just thankful for everybody who's praying and just all of the prayers for all of the community. I just love every one of you guys. You guys are just amazing, and the prayer warriors. I'm trying to be one, and just so, you know, dealing with things with my wife, and it's just been hard. So we need more prayer for that situation. So, you know, she's dealing with, it's just such a balancing act with all of her health issues, with the type 1 diabetes and the melanoma, which has returned, and we're working on treatment for that, and then having to do steroids for the autoimmune from the immunotherapy. So all it's just, you know, balancing. And now once again, the infection in her foot has returned, and it's looking really bad, according to doctors. But I know God is the judge, and I just want you all, if you all can stand in agreement with me, that she is healed, and God will totally take this infection out of her foot and body totally, and clear it up totally this time, and it will not return. I'm just believing that. God has been just so faithful through all of this and many challenges. I'm growing. I am weary. I got to say, I'm tired. I'm weary. It's just hard. I don't want her going through all of this, and it's just, it breaks my heart. And I just ask your prayers just for encouragement for us. And just, she wants to get back to some life, some of her life. So she lost her job, and your mother through all of this, and just so many things. So just please pray for that. But right now, just, we need this prayer for infection not to go away totally.